Right, hello everyone, and welcome to the prayer experience today. I trust you are keeping well. It's quite a warm, lovely weather, sunny weather here in the United Kingdom, the northwest of the United Kingdom. But I am so blessed and so privileged to be with you today. Please share this video with friends and loved ones. Let them know that it is time to pray. I like to call it the hour of prayer. And that's why we're here. You can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media channel on YouTube. We've got a Facebook page as well. You can like the Facebook page. We've got the Prayer Experience community. You can be a part of that community as well. Please connect with us. Leave your prayer request. Leave your praise reports, your comments, you know, your testimonies. Let us know what God is doing in your life, and especially in this season that we are. And I'll tell you what our season is. It's a season of prayer and fasting as we wait upon the Lord. It's day 7 already. Look at that. And we have been seeking the face of God in prayer and in fasting. And if you haven't, you know, joined in, do join in. You can pick a day, you can pick a couple of days, you can pick a week, or, you know, and you just follow the leading of God in your heart, what he's wanting you to sacrifice just to be in his presence. Okay, Thanksgiving, thank you very much. And we have that scripture there, which is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, the NIV version says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. The emphasis is mine, being thankful. I want us to take a moment to just be thankful. You see, in the time of waiting on the Lord, spending time praying and spending time, you know, just in his presence, sometimes we may get carried away by just the many amount of needs, or the shopping list, or the many things going on around us. Yes, it is a time when we're pushing in the spirit, we're pushing things in the spirit, but it's also a time of praise. It's also a time of thanksgiving. We've got to use that as well. I want us to take that time today and just thank him for how good God is. Thank him for his precious promises that we are all partakers of. Let's thank him for his goodness in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of the Prayer Experience community, our family there as well, here on the Prayer Experience as well. Can we do that together? Okay, Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for what a privilege that we have to come together again just because of you. We want to thank you that we have not come unto a God who cannot answer us, but we have come unto the King of Kings. We have come unto you, Lord, this day. We want to remember your faithfulness, faithfulness to your word. We want to remember your goodness in our lives. We want to remember your goodness in the lives of our loved ones, our children, our families, our parents, our brothers and our sisters, even the life, even, you know, your goodness in the lives of our, you know, the things that we do, our jobs, our homes. You know, so many things that you have blessed us with. Thank you for those of us who've got businesses. Thank you for how you have seen us through. We just want to give you praise. We know that with you, God, there is an never-ending list of things you are doing on our behalf. The psalmist says to bless the Lord for all his benefit that he continually loads us, grants us, gives us good things every single day. Every day has got his supply. Every day has got his blessings. Father, thank you. You are such a good God, and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, so I'm going to use this verse of scripture, which is in Psalm 16, verse 11, and it says, you, God, will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And the second verse of scripture in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12 says, you, talking about the children of Israel, say you will leave Babylon with joy. You will be led out of the city in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into singing, and the trees will shout for joy. I love this verse of scripture. See, the psalmist says, so you lead me in the path of life. What is the path of life? The path of life is our direction. The path of life is, you know, God bringing us into the things that he has designed, pre-designed for us. God leading us into the fullness of all that he has for us. God giving us that direction. God giving us that next step. God giving us instruction. He's bringing us from a place of lack into a place of, you know, provision. He's bringing us from a place of sickness and disease into a place of health and wholeness. He's bringing us from the place of confusion or mental challenge, whatever it is, into a place of peace. Because see, look at that verse in 55, Isaiah 55, say he led the children out of Babylon into a place of peace, into a place where he wants them to be. And how does he lead? The Bible say that every one of us, every son of God is led by the Spirit of God. He leads us with in peace. He leads us with that indicator, you know, like a test indicator in our hearts. If the path of peace, if that decision is going to lead into peace, then I'll follow that peace. You know, it's just like if you're walking in, you're walking with, you know, you're leaving trail for, you know, for a bear to follow you somewhere. You're leaving the trail of breadcrumbs. You know, consider those breadcrumbs, you know, like peace in your heart. So that indicator, as long as you have that indicator for that decision that you want to make, as long as you have that peace indicator for that place you need to go, that next step you need to take, see, as long as you have that indicator, that he will lead us in the path of peace. But it also says the mountains and the hills will burst forth singing. Things will begin to align with you. So as long as we are following the leading of God, even in the place of prayer, as long as we are following the leading of God, there is going to be things aligning themselves to get you to that place where God wants you to go. But we have got to trust God that he will lead us. We've got to trust him more than we trust the enemy being able to do any evil, being able to, you know, cause any kind of disaster. Our trust in God has got to be much more than any doubt. I said the more we're able to follow his leading, the more he's going to show us and lead us. God will show you the next step if you are still doubting about the previous step he's given. I want us to take some time to just reflect, even in this season, as we wait on him in prayer. He's speaking. He's already speaking to us because we've taken our attention away from so many things just to come be in his presence, be in the place, you know, just waiting on him. Spend that time in his presence, praying, but waiting, seeking the peace in your heart. Can we pray together and just ask God to lead us into that place of peace? Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, as your very own children. We stand here with all boldness and confidence that you hear us every time we call to you. It says, for they that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. We thank you that you never leave us without direction. We always have the Holy Spirit in us, and in us is the wisdom that we need. In us is the direction that we need. In us is the help that we need, not out there, first in us. Help us to be able to turn the focus inwardly to our spirits, where we're still before you, we're calm before you, and we're seeking the peace that you choose to lead us into. That path that you have ordained for us, that next step, that decision that we need to make. Help us not to go wandering around looking for things outside of us to confirm your word, but help us to center in and turn our attention on you. I pray, Father, for every intercessor, that even in this season, we will find that place where we are just calm and still before you, where we are waiting on you. We'll calm our minds just to listen to your spirit speak to us. I pray, God, that we will not miss your instructions. We will not miss your leading. For every one of your child on this platform or listening to these prayers now or afterwards, help us, God, that we will not come apart in the midst of difficult situation, because your peace will lead us out of difficult situations, like you led the children of Israel out of Babylon. You led them forth to a city that you promised, to a place that you promised them, to a place of peace. I pray for everyone who is facing a situation in their lives, and they will find that leading, the breadcrumbs of peace in their hearts, and they will follow in the name of Jesus. We'll follow without even asking. We'll just follow, because you are always going to lead us into peace, and everything is going to align because you have ordained it to be so. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time that we get to be with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to pray for the church. Look at this verse of scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, "For we are God's own handiwork." It's talking about the church and each and every one of us. We are his workmanship. We are recreated in Christ Jesus. We're born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, which he planned beforehand for us, taking part. So this is our response. So God's part is his plan, predestined the path. Remember, we talked about a path of life in Psalm 16. Here, Apostle Paul was talking about taking our responsibility to take the path which God has prepared ahead of time, so that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. So look at that verse of scripture again. It said, "For us, taking path which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." So for every one of God's child, there is a provision for good life. There is a provision for your life. So the more we're following the direction of God and the direction of the Holy Spirit as a church, the more we can be the answer and the solution to the world around us. Because he will lead us as a people. We are the light of the world. He would use us as a light for the communities around us, for your family, for nations. He will use the church as a light to bring that nation out of lack, bring that nation out of, you know, moral failure, bring that nation or bring that community out of darkness. God will use the church. I want us to pray together and say, Lord, use my local church, because make sure you belong to the body of Christ, a local church where you can be able to bring your own, you know, supply, your own graces, your own contribution as a body, supplying the body of Christ, you know, what is required, your skills, your resources, your time. Make the effort to come together. And we're going to pray about that and say, Lord, even over this weekend especially, will you use my local church to be a light, that we are only taking the path that you have ordained for us to take, doing the things that you want us to do as a church, as a body, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just come to you, Lord, as a church. We are the light of the world. So we are set on a hill, and we are not hidden. We are, Lord, you said, the answer to the world. He said, though there may be darkness and even gross darkness, we see that all around us. He said, but upon us arises a light. I pray that the church will be a light in the season that we are in. We pray, God, that each and every one of us representing here a local church, representing here the body of Christ, that we will bring our part to be a light that shines brighter and brighter in our community. Father, we ask, we will not shy away from the challenges that we are faced with. The church will not compromise being the light. The church will not shy away being the light. The church will keep its door open and keep its light shining brighter. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We know, God, so many lives need to see the light. I pray the church over this weekend, the church will shine bright and be a place of rescue, and be a place of refuge, and be a place of answer. In the mighty name of Jesus, the church will be a place of healing, and the church will be a place of provision, because our light will shine brighter. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to pray for the nations. And our prayers is that the nations will come to him and find refuge in his name. Psalm 36 verse 7 says, how precious is your loving devotion, O God, that the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. How about that? And many will begin to become more aware and willing to seek refuge in the name of the Lord, to seek refuge in his house. I want us to pray. Pray for your loved ones, those who are unsaved. Pray for your community. Pray for those within, you know, your local church. Pray for the nations, those who are unsaved, in your workplaces. Father, I pray for those in my workplaces. I pray for those who are my business partners. I pray for those who are within my community, who need to see the light, who need to take refuge in the name of the Lord, who need to come to him, defying all odds to come to you. I pray, God, that those obstacles that stand in their way, making that step, making that decision, Lord, be removed in the name of Jesus that the nations will come to take refuge in your name. They will see the light. They will know that without you, there is no help anywhere else. But in you is healing. In you is salvation. In you, there is hope. I pray that they will turn to you and they will find help and refuge and calm and peace and deliverance and provision and answer. In the name of Jesus, we call them forth. We call them into the house. We call them into the fold, and they will receive you as Lord and Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Now, taking the healing scripture, which is Psalm 147, verse 3, Pastor Dilly brought this scripture yesterday, and it really stayed with me, is that it heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrow. It just shows the heart of the Father towards his own. It shows his disposition towards his own. You see, that man whose son was tormented and came to Jesus. He said, Lord, I know you can help me, but I don't know if you will. And Jesus said, I will. God wants to make each and every one of us perfectly whole, where he's already paid a price, but he wants to bring us to that place where we're enjoying all that he has done. I want us to pray for those who are sick among us, those who are in pain among us, and those who are recovering, that God will replenish their strength. He'll replace the weakness with strength. And pray for those who have one ailment or the other, those who have been given diagnoses, that God would take, God who has already taken the pain, the sickness, the disease, will bring them into that promise in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in faith for one another, for those who are hurting right now, that God, they will come into, Lord, the fullness of you, of that promise of healing. They will come into the fullness of all that you have for them. Whatever is needed, whatever needs to be mended in their bodies, God will release that power of healing over them in the name of Jesus. God will pray for every pain to just dissipate. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those who are weak, for strength to be renewed in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those who are standing in faith, believing you for a miracle in their lives. That miracle, that need, that supply will come in the mighty name of Jesus. And let us say amen together. Amen. We believe you and we thank you. Father, let's thank him together. Father, we thank you. Our faith is stretched out and we receive all that you have for us. And we say thank you for your precious promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for praying with us. And thank you, you know, for being part of the month of prayer and fasting. We pray that God will continue to renew and replenish your strength and open up your ears, spiritual ears, and your heart, and you begin to receive from the Father just as he wants to pour out into you. God bless you. You can listen to the audio podcast. For those of you who are able to listen to audio podcast, share the link with everyone. It's very easy. Just search Dilly Talks Media on any browser or any podcasting station, and you will find them available. And we're back tomorrow. It's Saturday. Whew, the end of the week again. It's Saturday and it's 6 p.m. We'll see you there. God bless you and have a beautiful day. Amen.
just cry, oh.